This is the Expedition Retirement Podcast with Greg Ehler from Golden Reserve. Climbing that mountain to retirement is only the first step. Do you have what you need to get down Retirement Mountain?
Welcome back to Expedition Retirement with Greg Ehler and Phil Huff at Golden Reserve. Online, you can find us at getyourroadmap.com. So we're going to dive into it today and talk through some of the issues that you may or may not think about when it comes to your retirement here. And my first question is going to be a little bit odd, and that is, I'll start with you, Phil. Have you been into a Dollar Tree, a dollar store, a Family Dollar, a Dollar General, anything like that in your recent days?
You know, we'd go for Christmas, we go and go on a little splurge for the kids on some, you know, $1, $2 toys.
There you go.
It also got me through college for the most part. So it's been a minute since we consistently went, but yeah.
So here's my experience there. I use, this is going to sound old, and it is, Pepsodent toothpaste, okay? So I get my Pepsodent toothpaste at the grocery store, and all of a sudden, gone. Nobody had Pepsodent toothpaste. I had to go to the dollar store, and they had tons of it. So there you go. That's why
Gosh,
I go there.
Randy, what's next? I thought you'd say you're brushing with baking soda.
All right. Here's the point of this whole story. The people at Dollar Tree did some research, and they found out that their customers have a much higher income than what they thought. Some of these people walking in our doors are making over $100,000 a year. So what did they decide to do? Raise prices. There you go. So you're going to start finding items in Dollar Tree now that are up to $7 an item, where everything is supposed to be a dollar or less. So, Greg, you've talked about this in the past a lot. In the financial world, this is one of the things they do. They charge you by how much money you have. And where else is that model used? Nowhere.
It's kind of crazy, right? I think they're leaning into it. So people say this is kind of the calm before the world changes, where when you start to see price consolidation, and remind me if I'm missing the mark here, Phil, but most robo-advisors came out, let's say, call it 2005-ish, and really became more prevalent here, you know, 2020, maybe 2015, 2020. So they started charging, and, you know, I don't know what you see, Phil, about what, 0.05, maybe 0.25, a quarter of a percent?
They started really, really low, and things have changed a little bit since then.
I guess my point being is people were thinking that universally 1% was the price to charge, just like Dollar General was a dollar to charge for all the goodies. Mm-hmm. And you think that would spawn price decreasing or consolidation across the market. But what we saw was actually the converse. I was looking up smartassets.com, and the big three regarding price increases that are actually increasing their annual advisory fees was, you know, Edelman was at the top of the mountain at 1.75, which I thought was crazy. If you had less than $250,000, they're charging you 1.75%, almost 2%. And that's before investment costs. I don't know what to do. I don't know what they really do. And then I looked at Fisher. If you have less than, I want to say $500,000, they're at 1.5. If you're at $1 million, they're at 1.25. Eddie Jones came in. I can't believe that Eddie was actually the best. It almost hurt my feelings because, you know, Eddie's just a bunch of, you know, what's.
Favorite target of yours, yes.
Yeah, favorite target. But, you know, they came in at 1.35. And don't worry, though, Phil. If you have $10 million with them under investment, they'll only charge 0.5%.
Oh, nice.
On that dollar. Yeah. And we saw the same in the robo-advisor world over the last 5 or 6 years, where they started at 0.1, 0.05. Now we see it up at 0.35, 0.4, them realizing, like, I think it's that we can. People don't even know. They don't see it. So we can.
Yeah. I know out in Las Vegas, we did a story about it's hard to find a $5 table, a $10 table, a $15 table. They're all 25 and up now. And they interviewed one of the guys, the pit bosses out there, and they said, why are you charging so much? And they go, because we can. Because, you know, we're pushing out all the lower players and we want higher players in here. And they're getting it, so they charge it. And I think that's kind of the way the financial world is, too.
Well, and Randy, you know, I think Phil hit the nail on the head. Like, people don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's still one of those murky waters. Like, I don't know what I'm really getting charged. You know, there was a bunch of stories that was told when I was being brought on, or over the years, I've just built so much familiarity with this person that I just assume they're not going to take advantage of me. And, you know, this account draw that comes out every quarter or every month or semi-annually or whatever your advisory fee comes out is always going to be deducted from your gains. So the issue really, Randy, is over the last, let's call it 12 years, there's been such a bull market that we've been able to hide higher fees, and doing less work.
Got it.
And I think that's really the shocking revelation that some people see when we run our fee filter. You know, it's one of those things where our fee filter shows you to the penny what you're paying your advisor and what you're paying for investments. And most people don't know at all what they're paying for investments because it's just added their losses, netted off their gains. And this gives them the boilerplate. Now, I'm not saying if your person charges like that, they're a bad person. They might be. They might be. But that doesn't necessarily mean they're a bad person. But what it does do, I hope and I implore you, is this free service that we provide, obviously anyone that gives us a call to run this complimentary fee filter as part of every roadmap, lets you say, is there enough value? Am I getting the big V word? Am I getting value for the number that this fee filter spits out? And the app, people say, what's it look like? Unfortunately, a lot of times we're seeing it around 10 or 15,000. I mean, what do you see, Phil, when you run like an average $1 million of investables?
I can't tell you the last time I ran one and it was under 1% total. Usually as we see 1.5-2% total. So you can start doing the math, right? That's $10,000 to $20,000 on a $1 million portfolio. So at the end of the day, most folks, they pay that just to have someone pick their investments, and they're not getting the service that we feel retirees deserve.
And what's that mean, Randy? Real quick, what does that mean? I thought that's all they're supposed to do. That's not all they have to do. You're not limited to that. At Golden Reserve, we do the tax returns. We do an IRA tax map that we update every year. We do allocation just like everybody else does. But then we actually pay for the legal fee. All of that's rolled into our cost. And we don't charge a percentage. We charge a flat fee, which is a very different approach to the market. And people like that because you're not getting charged based on the zeros on your bank account. You're getting charged based on the work we're actually doing, which feels normal versus, hey, how much did your car cost before I do your oil change? Like, no. Like, you're doing the same darn thing. You're popping the cap. You're sticking the oil in and you're pulling it back out at Jiffy Lube. Yep. Come on. Oh, man.
Yeah. Shouldn't make any difference if you've got a Cadillac or you got a Toyota. It shouldn't make any difference. But that's the world that you live in, and you may not even know that. And that's why we have this show, is to point this out to you. Greg has pointed this out in his book called Fire Your Financial Advisor. You can get a copy of that by going to fireyourfinancialadvisor.com. There's a key place up there, a box where you can put in the word radio and get it for 50% off if you want to do a little research before your meeting with Greg and the team. Or if you come in, we'll give you a copy. So give us a call. Look at our website. Let's get going on this. GetYourRoadmap.com is our website. GetYourRoadmap.com. Let's have that meeting. Let's find out how much of this money is going out of your pocket and into your financial advisor's pocket. And maybe we can put more of that in your pocket.
Thanks for listening to the Expedition Retirement Podcast with Greg Ehler. To get your complimentary roadmap for retirement, call 855-546-2074. That's 855-546-2074. Or go to getyourroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered only through investment advisory representatives at Golden Reserve Retirement, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Gregory Ehler does not provide investment advisory services nor insurance and annuity products. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed are not designed nor intended to be applicable to any person's individual circumstances. It should not be considered as investment advice, nor does it constitute a recommendation that anyone engage in or refrain from a particular course of action. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Golden Reserve is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Golden Reserve Retirement LLC, Golden Reserve LLC, Golden Reserve Tax LLC, and Ehler Stallings LLC are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. Legal services offered by Ehler Stallings LLC. Tax services offered through Golden Reserve Tax LLC. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through licensed professionals at Golden Reserve LLC. NPN number 1655411.